This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Pueblo Police Department is investigating after a caller said they saw a man put a woman into a white Ford Bronco on the city's east side early Friday. Pueblo Police Captain Tom Rummel wrote on Twitter that officers went to the area of 12th and Hudson just before 1 a.m. Friday for the reports. The caller told police they heard screeching tires before looking out their window and watching a man put a woman who had been laying on the ground into a truck. Members of the Colorado Springs Fellowship Church allege that officers in the Colorado Springs Police Department ignored their reports of theft and possession of a firearm and instead started a one-sided investigation against the church. The predominantly black church believes its members were targeted for their religion and race. In a federal lawsuit, church members say when a situation turned hostile, they called police. The officers, quote, ignored the evidence. Surprisingly, the COVID-19 pandemic has had little impact on the city's overall homeless situation, according to the police department's homeless outreach team. But the seven-member unit remains as busy as ever, responding to a variety of homeless issues. Sergeant Olav Cheney said that around 80% of homeless people camping illegally are repeat offenders, and they're seeing more homeless people coming here from other areas who are unaware of the city's illegal camping ordinances. Colorado Springs police say they've arrested a suspect and identified the victim who was found dead in a field near Fillmore Ridge Heights this past Saturday. CSPD issued an update Friday saying 23-year-old Lakota Smith is facing a first-degree murder charge and was arrested on Sunday. A mugshot for Smith hasn't been released yet. On Friday, the victim was identified as 60-year-old Clinton Richard Stamp. Hey, Pueblo County youth have the chance to earn $100 this summer by reading, thanks to $1 million in funding from the City of Pueblo and Pueblo County. Pueblo City County Library District is offering area youth the chance to take part in Reading Pays, Pueblo's $1 million reading challenge. The challenge starts June 1st and runs until August 31st. It's open to Pueblo County youth between the ages of 0 and 17 who have a valid PCCLD library card. After almost a year of no large events or festivals, the Meadowgrass Music Festival is returning to the Pikes Peak region just in time for summer. The festival was canceled in 2020 due to COVID-19, but it's back this year. The festival runs from Friday to Sunday and features local, regional, and national up-and-coming bands. Campsites are available for guests staying overnight. 40,000 people who have been vaccinated through the DOD or VA in El Paso County are not listed as eligible for Colorado's vaccine lottery.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Benachinque. Outdoor stuff, get that finished up this morning. We do expect a good coverage of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and a cooler weekend ahead. Highs today should reach the mid-70s in Colorado Springs, low 80s in Pueblo, probably 60s around Taylor County. That's prior to storms arriving. Storms today over the plains could be strong to severe with some large hail and damaging wind gusts, the primary threats. Noticeably cooler a little later on today, turning mostly cloudy tonight. Probably more clouds and sun the next couple of days with periods of rain and much cooler temperatures right on through Memorial Day. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.